And the blackness of the desolate streets outside was so palpable that it seemed to ooze in through the cracks in the windows, and there at the bottom of a pit of her own private despair sat Laurie, a child going on 100, struggling through a heroin haze for an answer, for a way to save her own life. What had they told her in the convent, where she had spent years of her youth, that if something offends you, you cut it off? Laurie looked at her left hand, the one she used to shoot heroin into her veins, and suddenly, strangely, the solution seemed clear. Laurie stumbled to the kitchen, drew a meat cleaver from a drawer. If something offends you, a whispery voice seemed to say. And so, taking that sharp instrument at her right hand, Laurie held out her left arm and raised the cleaver over her head. And this is the rest of the story. Laurie was only a toddler when her mother began drinking heavily, barely 4 when she was deposited in a convent boarding school, permitted to come home every other weekend, visits during which, for the next 2 years, Laurie was sexually abused by her own father. She was 11 when she first attempted suicide, 14 when her father began molesting her again, 16 when she dropped out of high school to marry a boy she barely knew. Within a year, Laurie was an alcoholic with a 60-pill-a-day Benzedrine habit on the side. Within another year, she had added methamphetamine to her list of addictions. She had begun earning money for them as a $1,000-a-night hooker. It was her pimp who turned her on to heroin. And it was heroin that brought her to the bleak early morning where you just met her with a meat cleaver poised over her left hand. Police later discovered her wandering the still dark streets, aimless and delirious, her left hand dangling from a few shreds of flesh. Doctors patched her up, but she would never again have any feeling in that hand. Quitting prostitution, Laurie began supporting her drug habit with a number of jobs, and when the jobs did not pay enough, she forged a check, and when the forgery was revealed, she went to jail. The following years, Laurie's early 20s began with a divorce, proceeded through a blurry succession of incarcerations and halfway houses and children out of wedlock. And yet, through a miracle that only God himself would understand, the little girl lost eventually found her way home, managed to abolish her own dependencies, except for her one dependency on him, on God. And today, some 17 years later, Laurie is alive and well and happier than she had ever imagined possible. And yet, if she looks back in amazement over enough traumas for 10 lifetimes, it is as much because the public perception of her as a child was so opposite to the child who really was. For into the hearts of millions of us once romped a carefree 12-year-old girl named Kathy Anderson. Remember? The smallest of Bob Young's brood in the 1950s television classic Father Knows Best. Remember his daughter, Kathy Anderson? And yet if in the years after that show left the air, you might have wondered, whatever happened to tiny, adorable Lauren Chapin, the perfect American daughter in the ideal American family? Well, now you know.